There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I hope you guys are having a good day out there. Not a lot on TV. I'm kind of waiting for some of the fall TV programs like Walking Dead. And then isn't there supposed to be like a Walking Dead prequel? I don't know what that's supposed to be called. But that I'm excited about. There's got to be another House of Cards 3 or 4 coming out. It's kind of frustrating because I didn't realize how much I still like TV. I saw Deadliest Catch last night. It was okay. It was basically the guys on the boat watching the Super Bowl. So, and that wasn't even a rerun. So it shows you how delayed the show is. And I guess it was cool, but not so cool reliving a Seahawks loss. So, I don't know. I hope that we get some really good TV. I know I was supposed to have a TV show by now. I don't know what happened there. I think what happened is the vice president of development saw me and said, oh, hell no, this won't work. So, what do we do when we get home? You know, we come and, you know, water our plants and we just sit there and stare at the plants. Got to be careful of this one plant. Health officials in Michigan have identified a very dangerous plant that can cause painful bruises, burns, and blindness, according to WWMT. Officials in Calhoun County in southern Michigan recently spotted the plant called giant hogweed on the side of the road and removed it. According to an environmental health director, he said these hogweeds can grow up to 18 feet tall and usually are mixed with other plants. It's not deadly, but it can cause discomfort. It's also photoreactive, so in sunlight it begins to burn. If the plant touches human skin, you could, have unfortunately small fluid-filled vesicles. It could take 24 to 48 hours to develop. A little bit different from poison ivy. This is more of like a sun, like a photosensitive reaction. And it happens, what happens is there's almost that possibility that they could develop into permanent purple or black scars on your skin. If the plant comes into contact with your eyes, it could lead to loss of eyesight. WMMT reported that the plant likes to grow at the edges of swamps and has large, distinct white flowers on top. It can be confused with the harmless Queen Anne's lace and cow parsnip. I don't really have plants or flowers, and, you know, I live in the desert, so we really don't have a lot of that stuff. But I guess if I was back east, I could totally see myself decide to stick a flower up to my face to smell it. Queen Anne's lace has a solid green stem and a small red flower in the center of the plant. Cow parsnip has a solid green, rigid stem with white hairs. Sounds like my boyfriend in college. Alright, so I guess be careful. We don't want to talk about house plants and what could be toxic. And you gotta be really, really careful because sometimes your cats and dogs like to eat the plant. You know, somebody gave me last Christmas a real beautiful house plant when we moved. And, you know, I water it. I have no idea what the hell the plant is. I mean, I'm sure it might have had a name on there. It looks like actually a couple. Looks like a house plant. But they say you need to be very, very careful. There's some certain plants that are gorgeous, but they can be toxic. Like, for example, aloe vera is considered toxic. They could be hazard to children, hazard to pets, hazardous to elderly people with dementia. So you want to make sure nobody is eating those. All right? So you don't want to eat or touch the leaves, ingest the berries, blossom or roots, skin contact with the sap or juice. It's very interesting because usually we use aloe plant on burns. it soothes, et cetera. But for some people, it could be toxic. You want to make sure your family members don't eat the soil, and you do not want to drink water from a plant tray. That has got to be very, very disgusting. Philodendron, or lovely lily, also can be pretty toxic. All right? They have calcium oxalate crystals. Those could be toxic. They could vine or non-vine. I think that's what I have. I think I have a philodendron. And don't eat it for calcium source. Go and get your calcium elsewhere. Got to keep these vining plants away from children or pets. In humans, it could cause dermatitis. Don't ingest it. Cats and dogs can go into seizures. Spasms, pain, swelling is more toxic to cats. And my cats are stupid. They'll sit there and play and chew on everything. Pothos ivy, or devil's ivy. It's very beautiful, has a lot of ivy in the leaves, etc., and they grow nicely, but of course can be harmful. Could cause swelling of the lips, tongue, throat. Dogs and cats can cause drooling, choking, swelling of the mouth and tongue, difficulty breathing, and stomach upset. Arrowhead plants, not from where we get arrowhead water, but it's related to the philodendron, can also be toxic. The leaves start to shred. They get regrown. People that eat it could vomit, irritant. Lilies. Lilies are very, very beautiful. And most lilies are non-toxic, but there are some, like the calla lily, Easter lily, rubrum lily, tiger lily, day lily, Asian lily. I really wouldn't even know what the hell I'm looking at if you show me a bunch of lilies. Cats, if they eat those, can get very, very sick. The peace lily, the spathiphyllum. Not really a member of the Lilyaceae family, so not considered a true lily. Bah, that must stink for peace lily. All right, it's evergreen. I guess they're used as air purifiers. We should talk about houseplants that help clean the environment in your house. That would be a good topic. But you got to be careful. Very, very toxic and nasty. The Diefenbachia. It's called dumb cane. I know a lot of us, you know, yell at our cats and dogs and call them dumb. Dumb cane, it could be one of your house plants. It has oxalate crystals like the philodendron, calcium oxalate. They have these thick stems and fleshy leaves. And unfortunately could also cause symptoms like salivation, pain in the mouth, swelling of the throat. Again, there's toxins to it. Nerium oleander. Oleander. Everybody thinks oleander is nice and pretty, etc. Could cause heart arrhythmias. Caladium, those have like that red angel wing look, almost black widowish, very toxic to humans. And then mother-in-law's tongue, that should be self-explanatory. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, one of you sent me this article, which is pretty kind of cool, because that means you've been listening to the show. We are talking about in the first hour how robots may be our new sexual partners, or a very common sexual partner by the year 2070. As we are spending so much time on the internet, as we are not spending as much time in interpersonal relationships with other humans, and we are, I guess, forming bonds with people we've never even met, and we fall for people online, and we have no idea what they really, really look like. I mean, it could be a facade. It could be, you know, we think we know what they look like by a picture. You know, it's a very, very small step to fall in love with a robot, and a sex expert, psychologist expert had talked about that. So we were talking about sex tech. And this article he sent me, HuffingtonPost.com, is 7 ways sex tech is changing sex. All right? So, pornography has been around for a while. Playboys. I mean, even back in the olden days, people would be looking at pictures of naked women. All right? That, no surprise there. But there are new ways now for people to consume pornography. They say internet is both an information and a pornography superhighway. By some metrics, some 12% of all sites on the web are pornographic. Apparently, they said adult entertainment providers like Playboy have had to repeatedly leverage new tech to their advantage to keep up with pace and demand. I guess in 1989, the magazine became the first men's publication with a Braille edition. Did you guys know there's Braille Playboy? In June 2010, Playboy featured a 3D centerfold. I had no idea you guys could use 3D glasses. There's 3D glasses, and you could sit there and see, I guess. And what would people most like to see in 3D? Asked Playboy founder Hugh Hefner. He said probably a naked lady. Porn is also becoming more graphic, came to HDTV, high-resolution images. And now as 3D gains traction, you are going to start to see more 3D porn. This is how tech has been able to change things. All right? So, they say here, let me see, each year the Adult Entertainment Expo. I think that comes to Vegas. I know we have a big porn convention. I think that's it. AEE, the Adult Entertainment Expo. But you know what? All conventions come to Vegas because it's cheaper than anywhere else. It's great. The industry demonstrates its commitment to XXX innovation because you see the launch of several high-tech, multi-function sex toys. There's also, remember we talked about the Wii Vibe, right? It's where you can, I guess, through I don't know if it's a Wii system. It's spelled W-E. But I guess it can be used by both partners at once. There's a virtual sex device called the Real Touch for Men. This syncs up with digital media for a more realistic experience. I mean, if it was realistic, it would be, you know, the man's going, look, just be quiet for the next 15 seconds and then you could talk and, you know, I'll leave. That would be realistic. And then you have a sex robot named Roxy with an iPod attachment called the Oh My Bod, which is a vibrator that pulsates in time as the music plays. I had no idea this stuff existed. You gotta give the patenters credit. I mean, you know, Oh My Bod. Lot of new types of courtship, okay? They say courtship, sex, and love can take place in virtual worlds like the user-created Second Life. Did you guys know that you could create custom avatars that represent yourself, and then you interact with other residents of the Second Life community? Sex between avatars is quite common. There are even virtual sex toys for sale. See, to me, that defeats the purpose. I mean, it's already fake because it's an avatar. Why do you need to add a sex toy? I don't get it. Don't get it. People have been known to form deep relationships with another via Second Life, and sex between avatars, they say, can have real-world implications. Last year, a woman filed for divorce after she caught her husband's avatar engaging in sexual activity with another avatar. Wow. Am I the only one that didn't really love the Avatar movie? I mean, I thought it was okay, but I mean, it was no Star Wars. I mean, it was Avatar. It was okay. I'd see a sequel, but not, you know, I'm not as goopy about it as, you know, Indiana Jones or whatever. New ways to meet partners. In 2002, Wired predicted that in 20 years, looking for love online would be the norm. 8 years later, internet dating sites have boomed. eHarmony, Match.com, very popular. Virtual dating like OmniDate, pair of digital avatars, place them into romantic date settings. Some statistics suggest that 1 in 8 couples married in the U.S. after meeting on social media. I would be really nervous about making an avatar and then getting involved. I guess people like falling in love and they want people attracted to them. So I guess this is a way you could do it while you're in a monotonous relationship. I don't know. But I think it's going to make people want to go to the next level. Immobile sex dolls. We have new kinds of partners now. Okay, so we've had sex dolls, right, you know, for a while. I guess since ancient Greece. And they remain part of sex culture. But now that you have Roxy the sex robot, I guess I guess people can use robots. I mean, but they say it's going to be the norm in 50 years. It can say, Roxy says, I love holding hands with you. She also has a more intimate vocabulary for a certain stimulation. I don't think she's very pretty, but you know what? I mean, you know what? Neither was I, and you know, you still got some. New ways to coordinate hookups. Now you got social networking apps. So you have apps like Scout Dating, which is a singles network that helps singles find and coordinate dates. You have services like Pinpoint X, which facilitate casual hookups. There are also gender-exclusive social apps like the all-male Grindr. That's what Grindr is. Okay, I made a joke the other day. I was at a Family Medicine Academy meeting, and somebody wanted to bring up that we need to, on social media, let everybody know about our next wine tasting event. So I said, you know, while he said Facebook, Twitter, I said, don't forget, you know, Tinder and Grindr. I had no idea that, I mean, I knew Tinder was kind of a dating hookup thing. I didn't realize, yeah. Okay, but I got a laugh. Now I know why. And then there's new ways to have cyber sex. We're talking about how technology has changed and possibly enhanced sex. Cyber sex, a form of intercourse that takes place over the internet, more accessible and available. AOL chat rooms. Nobody wants to chat with you anymore. Now they want to poke, right?
Oh, AOL still has chat rooms?
Uh-huh.
I didn't even know that AOL was still a thing.
Yeah. AOL, no, they say gone. They say gone are the days of the AOL chat rooms. I guess, yeah, nobody chats anymore. Yeah, even my husband doesn't really chat to me anymore. It's a really quiet experience. Today, websites like Chat Roulette host live spontaneous video chats between strangers, some of them
you
who
mean,
engage
that,
in
I think
virtual
you mean
sex.
Chat Roulette.
Oh, Chat Roulette? Oh, I should have called. Duh, I'm in Vegas. I should have known it was roulette. I read a roulette. That's broke as aphasia, where I read it and it comes out wrong. Thank you. And why do you know this website? Why? Do you have a couple profiles on it? See, how do you know Chat Roulette so well?
Stories.
Yes.
It's not arable stories.
All right. I would love a chat craps. A chat blackjack and a craps.
That sounds actually kind of fun.
That does. Craps, that would be good. Five-card stud, that would be a good chat room. Host live spontaneous video chats between strangers, some of whom engage in virtual Is a virtual sex act like phone sex? Is that what they're talking about?
I think so. I mean, okay. That's the closest thing I can do, sexting or whatever. I don't know. I never got into it. Doesn't seem interesting.
Okay, see, for me, it would start out by bring me some chocolate cake. Let me eat the chocolate cake. Oh, and a steak. Throw in a steak. You know, that's what I would probably do. And then by then, I would completely forget about the sex.
Well, next time I botch something on the show, I'll know. Find the delivery service that delivers chocolate cake and steak, and all will be forgiven.
But be careful, because chocolate cake and steak throw me into a sexual frenzy sometimes. So you
well,
be really, really careful.
I'm a state or so away, so your husband will just have to call and thank me later.
On other sites, they say are Cupid cams. Those are devoted explicitly to video sex. Don't forget to put some makeup on. And remember, it could be recorded. And I guess, is that it? I mean, what else has technology done? That's it. Whew. Hey, how do you guys go to work? That's exhausting. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. We'll be right back.
Speak, speak, speak. All All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Farmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Are you enjoying the Dr. Dahlia Show? Would you like to meet more people like yourself? Look no further. The Dr. Dahlia Show has just the thing. Go to gcnlive.com/Dahlia. There you will enjoy a special forum for you to communicate with others.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. And for anybody that lives in the Las Vegas area, we are collecting school supplies for our teachers who have to buy school supplies for themselves. In fact, I think many cities throughout the country, this seems to happen where a lot of teachers go shopping for their classrooms. I suggest any of you throughout the country tag a teacher. Where basically you send me a picture, the teacher. Send me a video of you getting school supplies and giving it to the teacher. And I want to give you guys credit where credit's deserved. Tag a teacher and get teachers the school supplies. It all trickles down to our kids anyway. So whether you're collecting school supplies for kids or school supplies for teachers, you got both groups hopefully very satisfied with that. So do what you can and send me the picture to Dr. Dahlia at hotmail.com or drdahlia.com. All right, we have an unlicensed surgeon who botched an operation on a man's penis. A hairstylist was left with a deformed body part measuring just 1 inch long following a botched operation by an unlicensed doctor in Florida. Mark Schreiber was arrested on Tuesday and accused of one count of unlicensed practice of health care causing serious injury after the 55-year-old victim complained to police he had been, quote-unquote, mutilated. Police said ex-doctor Schreiber, 60 years old, was paid $1,000 to remove a filler material that had been injected into a man's penis to make it thicker and longer, but had left him without sexual function. The initial procedure was allegedly performed by Neri Cervajal Gonzalez, who was also on the run from police, facing charges of practicing medicine without a license. Wow. According to the police, the victim said he was given 5 unknown pills by Schreiber to knock him out. The ex-doctor promised he could fix his problems. When he woke up the next morning, his penis was covered in blood-soaked bandages. Schreiber's arrest warrant said the man had been mutilated, adding the victim's penis was now incredibly small, yet very swollen, and the skin around the shaft had been removed and was raw. The victim stated that the penis had retracted so far that it protruded less than 1 inch from his body. Schreiber reassured the patient 2 days after the surgery that what he was suffering with was normal and instructed him to put 2 sticks on either side of it and wrap it up to keep it straight. And I'm no urologist, but that does not sound right. And I mean, you know, what, sticks from the park? 2 branches from a tree? Following the conversation, Schreiber would not return the victim's calls asking for help. He has no sensation when he urinates, can't have sex, and any erection is extremely painful. Apparently, Schreiber has run his own medical center in Boynton Beach, lost his license to practice 7 years ago. He was imprisoned in 2008 for performing 4 counts of plastic surgery and had to pay $15,000 after botched operations on lips, breasts, and eyes. Schreiber is being held at the Broward County Jail without bail. You know, every now and then in the news, and I mean, keep in mind, okay, there are thousands upon thousands of doctors out there, and there are thousands upon thousands of procedures performed every day. So many of you will be like, wait a second, I heard of a doctor that did this a couple years ago. Gosh, this is common. It's not common. It's very, 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 very rare. But we do see it. You know, there was a doctor in my neck of the woods who was performing plastic surgery in the office. And, you know, as a doctor, I talk a lot about psychology. You know, I kind of stop and wonder why somebody who would go through, you know, the training that I had to go through would screw everything up and end up in jail for doing something so callous and harmful to a patient. I mean, this Hippocratic Oath. It's not like you start your day in medical school every day saying the Hippocratic Oath. I mean, we'll do the pledge, or we will, talk about each other's, you know, sexual encounters the night before. So it's not like we always, you know, take the Hippocratic Oath, but we know the Hippocratic Oath is do no harm. You do no harm. And so, you know, when you go through all the money, you go through all the years, and it's a lot of miles, you put a lot of miles on, you lose your youth in medical school. Try to enjoy it. I tell everybody, still have fun, you know, and I made sure to still have fun. I still dated, we still partied, I still skied, you know, I still did as much as I could. But you really lose your youth. You get out of medical school and you're already, late 20s. And that's if you Doogie Howser it and you go, I mean, straight through and you don't take a few years off. And so why would you screw all that up? Well, I think what ends up happening is, okay, one is you could be a complete idiot, like this doctor here, this Schreiber. I mean, I don't know what the hell he was doing, okay? You know, and then, you know, maybe he wants some fast cash or something. But what about these doctors that are very, very good doctors, very well-known doctors, and all of a sudden you start to hear about botched stuff? Well, on one end, you do have patients where they went in for a procedure, they consented, the procedure didn't go as planned, they ended up having certain scarring or keloiding, they have a deformity, and these are things that unfortunately are unpredictable and sometimes unpreventable, and those things happen. And then, you know, in the media, they say, you know, the doctor botched this up. They're like, well, actually, I mean, the patient had a rare, you know, reaction. This is something that we really couldn't have prevented. And you know, so one end, it's innocent. Then the next end, you have, you know, when I was trained, I got to do a lot of cool stuff, delivering babies, doing C-sections, cutting out appendixes, cutting out gallbladders, and this was before laparoscopic started to be the main way to do it. And I loved it. I loved working with a scalpel. You know, but I didn't have the time to go through the extra training to be a surgeon. All right, and I decided that I would just do minor procedures as a family doctor. Even though family doctors could scrub in and do major surgeries with surgeons, and get a lot of practice and on-the-job training, beyond what they learn in residency, I was like, you know what, I'm just not going to do anything major. I'm not going to do colonoscopies. I'm not going to do sigmoidoscopies. I was well-trained at sigmoidoscopy. I could do those blindfolded. But I was like, you know, I'm just going to kind of stick to standard of care. But, you know, you have a patient that has something wrong, and you're like, I want to cut it out. You know, I see that big ganglion cyst, or I see the old Norplant, you know, in your arm, or I see these old silicone things. I could cut those out. You know, I know how to prevent bleeding. I know the layers of the skin. You know, I want to do that. And I learned that it wasn't worth it. And you have to, as a doctor, offer the patient the best available treatment possible. Okay, this was before Obamacare, though. Okay, before Obamacare. No, a lot of you guys are like, wait a second, wait, now what? Before Obamacare, you want to offer the patient the best available possible. Okay, with Obamacare now, I mean, you offer the patient the best, but they don't get it. So, if a hand surgeon can take out that ganglion cyst and the patient risks less complications than a family doctor that doesn't do it as often as a hand surgeon, I feel ethically I need to offer it to the patient. You know, with skin cancers, I could remove skin cancers from a patient, but I offer it to them. I go, look, I could remove this, or would you prefer a dermatologist doing it? Or would you prefer a plastic surgeon doing it? And I go, you know, I mean, this is on your face. Yeah, I mean, actually on the face, I stopped removing things on the face because we see a lot of people in entertainment, and I would rather they have the most cosmetic, you know, possible, you know, way to do it. So I refer anybody, if it's on the face, to dermatology, et cetera. But I give patients the option. Do you want a hand surgeon doing it? Do you want, you know, and I don't really do ganglion cysts anymore. I let the hand surgeons do it. But I gotta tell you, sometimes I miss it. You know, and patients are like, please help me. I can't afford to go to the specialist. So now you have somebody who's like, wow, they can, you know, make a quick $1,000. So they're like, all right, yeah, I'll do it. I'll jump in. I'll do it. You pay me cash. It'll save you money going to a specialist. No one will know about it, and I'll be able to help you. And unfortunately, something like this happens. And it's a real, real shame because it didn't have to and people get hurt. So, you know, you gotta, you know, medicine is not about making a quick buck. There is nothing quick about the buck at all. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Serious investors and traders want to make an 81% return in 60 seconds? We can show you how using our free tool. Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars in profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple, my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Best part, it's 100% free. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm also a writer, you know, in addition to a singer. Me. See? And I could sing. I'm also a writer. I've been writing for the Epoch Times now. Jerry Doyle's website. I want you to check that out. There's a lot of good information, a lot of good articles. Please check that out. And you can see some of the stuff I'm writing. I got to tell you, man, good stuff, super good stuff. And some of them are the stories that I talk about on air. I forgot about an hour and a half ago. I told you guys to not have the kids listen to the show. The topics aren't rated R anymore, so they could listen in. I forgot to tell you guys that, you know, to turn up the volume. So go ahead and turn up the volume and they can listen to the next couple segments. I think they can if they're going to be interested in it. Humans are making fish swim faster. Did you know that? Yeah, swim fishies. So this is about the fishies, okay? So kids could lie, I love little fishies. All right, they say, apparently the fitness of 43 individual fish were measured, okay, before a trawling simulation. And they think that we have made fish swim faster because they are trying to avoid trawler nets. Trolling. Isn't it called trolling? It says trawler here. When you troll for fish. I don't understand. Maybe it's the same word, maybe it's not. I'm not a fisherman, but I do know how to troll. I love just sitting there trolling and sticking my foot over the side. I love to fish. Anyway, they say the consistent removal of slower fish from the world's oceans through intensive is in turn favoring the survival of more agile, rapid fish. I always thought that, you know, because sometimes I put on the hook. I always like my bait. I like live bait, or I like squid. I love putting squid on my bait, but sometimes my husband hands me a bright plastic thingy to stick on the hook. And I'm like, what? So, of course, I mean, if we're going to do neon colors, then I'll do like a pretty pink or a pretty blue. And I'll hook my hook with that bait. It's like a fake plastic rubbery toy bait. And I was like, you know what, the fish stupid enough to fall for this, deserves not to evolve. Any fish we don't eat, we throw back, though, alive. Over time, the selective removal of poor swimming fish could alter the fundamental physiological makeup of descendant populations that avoid fisheries capture. Whew, that was from Dr. Sean Killen of the Institute of Biodiversity Animal Health. Hold on, who's calling me? Somebody called. That's right. I'm on air. Anyway, the study led by Dr. Killen used simulated trawling, they say. I think it's trawling. To investigate how heavy fishing might affect wild minnows. The researchers wanted to discover if certain individual fish were consistently more susceptible to capture in nets, and if these differences were related to speed and metabolism. They said fish being trolled and tried to swim at a steady pace ahead of the mouth of the net for as long as possible, but a proportion will eventually tire and fall back in the net. Survival of the fittest. Yeah, it's very easy. You just have kind of an enclosed space, and you see the fish try to swim away from it. It's kind of interesting how they did that. All right? Most trawlers travel at about the same speed as the upper limit of the swim speed of the species they're targeting. Exactly. You don't want to troll faster than you think the fish are, because then you're not going to get the fish. They say the nets can be in the water anywhere between 10 minutes to several hours. Whether or not the fish enter the net is generally decided within a few minutes and when they end up the trawl mouth. All right, so humans are predators, all right? And the way humans harvest has drove major revolutionary change in the wild animal kingdom. And fishing is a selective process. If you're dumb enough to catch the hook, if you're dumb enough to catch in the net, it happens. You know, I watch Deadliest Catch a lot, and one on the show last night, they brought up a pod that was so full. I have never seen it this full with crabs. And I'm like, what the hell were these crabs thinking? There's obviously no room. Well, rather than sit there, leave. Okay, say, excuse me, and go backwards and leave. But they don't know how to do that. And there was a lot of crabs. They made big money on that one. So I think it's fascinating. I notice, like, my cats, they're getting lazier and lazier. They are evolutionarily becoming more and more lazy. Why? because they don't have to do anything. I mean, you know, all they have to do is sit there and look pretty and go pee-pee house. That's all they have to do. And so they do. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. New research has shed light on the benefits and risks of antidepressants that could happen to pregnant women. We've been concerned of going back and forth. Do antidepressants like the serotonin selective reuptake inhibitors cause autism? What happens? Well, treating maternal psychiatric disorder with commonly used antidepressants, even though most pregnant women will not say they have a psychiatric disorder, they're using it to maintain their serotonin, which I agree with, all right, is associated with a lower risk of certain pregnancy complications, including preterm birth and the need to have delivery by C-section. However, according to researchers at Columbia University, Mailman School of Public Health, Columbia University Medical Center, New York State Psychiatric Institute, these medications resulted in an increased risk of neonatal problems. The researchers looked at 845,000 single births from 1996 to 2010 from the Finnish Medical Birth Register. Yes, it took them a long time to finish. SSRIs. Listen, after a couple hours, the jokes aren't as good. SSRIs is the class of antidepressants most commonly used for treating depression and anxiety during pregnancy. 4 to 10% of pregnant women prescribe them in Finland and in the U.S. 12,800 women in the study had purchased the antidepressants using the first trimester or 30 days before beginning gestation. 9,300 made two or more purchases. The risk of preterm birth was 16% lower, and the risk of preterm birth nearly 50% lower in women using the antidepressants compared to women who had the diagnosis but didn't take the medicine, maybe because of the stress. But they did see some neonatal neurological disabilities in surviving infants. They say maternal psychiatric disorder without medication use was associated with the increased risk of C-section compared to those who did took the antidepressants. So there's looks like some benefits, but there's also some risks. I mean, when I was delivering babies, it was like in the 90s. Zoloft, I believe, was a category B, which was supposed to be safe in pregnancy. Not a lot of women were on it. I remember maybe one. Baby came out fine. But, where it's just trying to figure out what's neurologically going on with these kids with autism spectrum disorder, et cetera. So it's a theory that they're definitely going to be looking at. All right. Spices. Eating spicy foods could help you live longer. They say a bite of habanero, jalapeno, or cayenne can make you healthier, they say. Scientists are understanding the alluring properties of hot foods and found that we are drawn to them because they are good for us. They boost their metabolism. They prevent gastric damage by reducing heart disease and cancer. That's very interesting, preventing gastric damage. This newest study published in the week in the British Medical Journal finds a link between regular consumption of spicy foods and a lower death risk. As far as those types of epidemiological studies go, this is huge because it's based on data from 500,000 people from China, which, again, has a lot of spicy foods like red peppers and, you know, dumplings and all sorts of yummy eats. So the participants, they were followed, they filled out a questionnaire, et cetera, and they looked at who died of the 487,000 people. And after controlling for age, gender, marital status, alcohol, smoking, health history, and other variables, they found people who ate more spicy food were less risk of early death. Spicy foods had to be eaten 1 to 2 times a week. They had a 10% lower risk of death than those who rarely or never ate them. And those who ate them 3 to 7 times a week had a 14% lower risk of death. See, I don't like spicy food. Why? Because I don't want anything slowing me down when I eat. Okay? I don't want to have to stop and drink some water. But maybe that's what you need to do. You need to eat less. You need to drink water. You see how that works? Maybe that's exactly what we need to do. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hang me down. You know, hang me down. Hang me down. Hang me down to the little white church. Hang me down. Hang me down. You know, hang me down. Hang me down. Hang me down to the little white church.
Down to the little white church. What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.